We continue the conversation with Hepsi Mkungo, who is the CEO of One Linkage. And you know, Hepsi, the issue of having small businesses not have any trust in institutions, banking institutions, in other institutions that are supposed to provide some kind of funding, of course, means that you have a lot of people that are potentially sitting on great ideas that they may already be implementing, but are unable to scale up those projects because they simply don't trust that, well, if I apply, my idea will be given fair hearing. And the issue of small businesses having the basics intact, you know, and we saw it again through this process of who gets funding and who doesn't. You can't expect the lady who operates the spaza shop to have all of these documents that are needed in order to be able to qualify to be considered to access funding, because sometimes the amount of money that is required to get those documents together is not really what one is even making in a month.
Absolutely, Kathy. It's, you know, it's almost a chicken and egg issue in some cases. But we do start to see, but particularly in our line of work, some corporates, even to an extent government, particularly the recent civil unrest, where some of the support that has been provided financially includes informal businesses. Mm. And, I mean, it's the first time that you come across that type of solution, because typically the documents that are required, most businesses won't have. Either they don't have them, or they need support to even source that. So that becomes part of the service itself, or support itself. And what we're also seeing with private sector, some of the corporates as well, are starting to warm up to the idea of setting aside certain amounts for those informal businesses, just to help them to get at least the necessary documents that they would require on their side. But it is taking quite a long time, because even those that have those documents, just simple, unable to access this funding. However, we also looked at what then can we do in this industry to try and facilitate that with corporates and government. So we're constantly working on finding solutions around supporting businesses access this funding.
Mm. One of the things that, of course, you are calling for is the need for big business to especially support smaller businesses through the supply chain development.
Absolutely, Kathy. I think, well, the regulatory framework has enabled corporates to play a role in supporting small businesses. And this is not only crucial for government, but for corporates in general, because their delivery, their strategies are delivered through partnerships, and small businesses are key to that. So we've seen that if a corporate, through their supplier development programs, can start to share their sourcing calendars upfront, so that small businesses can start to prepare and close the gaps in terms of the requirements around scopes, that starts to really help small businesses to plan ahead, to close the gap, and then to be able to provide support to that. However, supply chain, what you find is that in private sector, each corporate has their own systems that don't seem to easily integrate small businesses into supply chains. So what we're calling for is, and what we have done, is to develop a platform that consolidates opportunities, but also manages the journey from a supplier development perspective within the platform, to help graduate these small businesses. Because small businesses are tired of being developed for the sake of being developed. They want opportunities, and if they're not getting them, they want to be given a reason as to why, where are the gaps, how can they improve, and how they being helped to improve. So we find that if corporates can adopt a common platform that helps them organize and galvanize and almost aggregate the support that's been provided to supply chain, then you can see that small businesses will start to see that they can improve and grow and eventually access opportunities from a procurement perspective, because that's what's going to make a difference.
Mm.
If you don't get the opportunity from procurement, it's very difficult then to run a business. You can't develop forever.
We'll continue. continue this conversation in a bit. It's 10:30. Nomsam Dluli is standing by with a look at the latest news headlines. In the headlines, Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato has called on government to expedite the establishment of guidelines and processes for the operation of independent power producers. He says his administration is going ahead with its energy plans to help ease the impact of load shedding on residents and businesses. Former South African cricket captain Quinton de Kock has issued a statement apologizing to his team, teammates and all South Africans for withdrawing from the T20 World Cup match against the West Indies on Tuesday. And Russia has introduced new lockdown measures that came into force as the capital Moscow struggles to contain COVID-19. I'll have more on these and other stories at 11.
Well, taking a look at your markets for this morning, the rand is trading at 15 rand 8 cents to the dollar, 20 rand 77 to the pound, and 17 rand 52 to the euro. Markets in Asia ended lower. The JSE's mainly high and mid-morning trade. On the capital market, the yield on the R186 government bond is 8.05%. Markets in Europe are flat at this hour, while gold is trading at $1,802 and platinum at $1,016 per ounce. The price of Brent crude oil is at $83.80 a barrel.
The Talking Point with Kathy Motlatlana, weekdays 9 a.m. till midday.
We continue the conversation on the Talking Point. Hepsi Mkhungo is the CEO of One Linkage, and they're calling on big businesses, particularly to reinvest back through their supply chain into small, medium enterprises and really give them more well-rounded support in terms of the kind of services that they may be procuring from these small and medium enterprises. Hepsi, you talked about the importance of businesses giving feedback. And earlier, I remember you mentioned the fact that with some of the applications that you had personally made to government, you just didn't get any response, not even a thank you, we have received your application. And many small businesses go through that, so they don't fully understand why it is that their company was not selected for certain work. And often that process of feedback and going back to the business, telling them where it is that they have not met the specifications or the criteria, often because that exchange does not happen, the business stays in the same place.
Absolutely, Kathy. I think this is part of a big problem within private sector is that the procurement opportunities within a corporate environment are driven by in isolation from the development team. So if you have a development team, that main role is to integrate small businesses into that corporate, and you have commodity managers or supply chain managers who are not working together with the development team, then the objectives are mismatched. So our view is that what we try to do with Linkage is to bring those two teams together, to work together towards ensuring that the common goal of supporting small businesses is a mutual goal, and therefore there are constant discussions within an organization around how do you support small businesses from entry all the way to exit, including providing performance feedback where there are issues, but also including facilitating funding on their behalf, because most corporates have that funding already integrated into their offerings, particular development offerings. But the challenge is that most corporates don't work, most teams within corporates don't work together. And that is why we felt that a digital platform or a technology that will enable those teams to work together to support small businesses is quite key in a corporate environment. Then it helps all those key stakeholders to know where they are exactly at any given point in time. The journey is clear, the journey is tracked, and then the journey is communicated across multiple stakeholders.
How would this platform work?
So the platform Kathy, works in that most corporates initially were looking for small businesses who are looking, they might have opportunities, so they will have let's say a sourcing calendar with defined opportunities within the environment. So they'll go out to the market to look for those small businesses. So the platform will enable the tracking of these small businesses from onboarding them to conducting a diagnostic assessment in terms of where are your gaps currently and how can we close this gap if we're going to give you the opportunity. Then it helps them also to align them for someone who's going to track and close those gaps with those SMMEs while helping them graduate from one grade to the next grade. When they're graduating, they have a sense of what the gaps they have, how they're going to close those gaps, and how far they are to actually now being able to be a platinum supplier to be able to access opportunities. Once that is done, then the supply chain team takes over and ensures that they are supporting them and developing them as they are providing a solution, but also understanding that those gaps are then communicated back to the development team. So the platform in itself is an end-to-end platform from onboarding, all the way from onboarding, to providing funding that is provided within a corporate and having all those stakeholders work together towards the common goal rather than work in isolation. So the platform is then integrated into existing ERP systems within corporates such as SAP, Oracle, and other platforms. And then it becomes a very dedicated entry platform for small businesses specifically, rather than making sure businesses are also using your SAP platforms, which are not geared towards supporting small businesses at an entry level.
All right. Hepsim Kungo, let me thank you so much for your time. The CEO of One Linkage. So that's part of the idea or proposal that they're putting on the table, saying, well, why can't big businesses then implement and come up with these tools that could be used to make smaller businesses a lot more efficient? And effectively, they're saying invest more in small businesses, be part of the lifespan of small businesses, help them to succeed. They don't have to do it, but in the context of this country, in the spirit of nation building, I think it really does become an imperative on big business as well. So we'll be